A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Cheryl, tell us a bit about your autobiography.
Well, it's got some words on it.
That's good for you. Good for you, Cheryl.
Hello and welcome to Toku Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kate.
Yay! Okay, I need to stop going yay after we introduce.
I kind of like the yays.
Yeah.
It's our trademark thing.
It's enthusiastic. Yeah. That's what we're known for. We're enthusiastic. Okay, so we're going to start off with a question, as usual.
Did we do that last week?
I think no, because we didn't have questions, remember? We had people talking about women.
Okay, well, as usual, apart from last week.
Yes.
And whenever we forget.
Okay, so the question is from Hiplink, at Hiplink _. Okay, that's, I don't know why that took me so long to process. I was like, Hiplink?
What is Link's this? Not hip. It's well old fashioned.
So he asks, what very ordinary thing freaked you out as a child?
Okay, you go first.
Okay, well, I tweeted saying I was born for this question because I was the biggest, like, wimp as a child.
Yeah.
I was a very nervous creature. Aww. I was like a kind of small woodland creature that kind of just like scuttled away at everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so probably I was really scared of spacesuits.
That's so niche.
People
like, when
in
do you
spacesuits.
See spacesuits.
And also, even more niche, I was also scared of, you know, the big old diving suits with the big helmets?
Yeah.
Them. I hated them.
Big suits.
Yes.
You don't like big suits.
Big suits, but also where, like, they had big helmets so you can't see their faces. I think that's what really freaked me
I
out.
I want to psychoanalyze that. Like, yeah. Where the hell does that come from?
I don't know.
Child?
I think probably Scooby-Doo.
Oh, no. And they take the mask off and it's like the librarian.
Yeah, it's Mr. Yeah. Jenkins.
You should be scared of librarians.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
I mean, you know, half the people they catch now are probably dubious.
Yeah.
So, but the weirdest one, I told my boyfriend this on our first date and I don't know why. It's really strange and I'm amazed that we're still going out. But he, basically, do you remember, you know how the BBC, when they start programmes, have like a beginning thing?
Yeah.
So they kind of have like, ooh, BBC, you know, and kind of like, and, you know, the BBC logo basically pops up before, like, used to be on a video or DVD or something.
I have no idea where this is going, but yeah.
Well, there was an old one in the 90s, obviously, when I was littler. And it was the BBC and it would just like appear slowly and it would have like wavy like rainbow lines and then this like little tune would play like do 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 do.
That sounds familiar.
Yes. It would have been on like all your like kids' videos as a child. And it fucking terrified me.
I actually don't blame you. Like,
it's menacing, isn't it?
VHSs are kind of creepy to begin with. And then you've got like the little Channel 4 when they're like, this is Channel 4, and you're like, oh god, that person's gonna murder me.
Yeah, the BBC one. I just found the song was like,
yeah,
kind of menacing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was kind of like, ugh, it should have ended on like on a minor note or something, and it just really freaked me out.
We'll have to find that.
I used to run out of the like when I would put a video in and then run out of the room really quickly and then run back in when I thought it was done.
Kind of like people do when they're going up the stairs in the dark and they're just like,
yes,
oh,
yeah, pretty much, yeah, pretty much that. I
but
still
with
do
a video,
yeah,
yeah,
that I had put on. So yeah. Yeah.
And then you'd come back in and watch the Teletubbies like normal.
Oh, right? Yeah. I was fine after that. Yeah.
I can't think of one that I have that's that weird. Like, I was really scared of most video games.
Yeah.
Super Mario 64 is creepy. Legend of Zelda, I think that one's okay because it has, you know, the zombie bit.
Oh, the,
Oh, once you kind of turn into an adult, you come out of the Temple of Time.
Yes, no, they're in all of them, and I can't believe...
Well, the Redeads, is that what
I'm thinking of course.
Yeah, obviously at that point, I didn't know.
And they, like, jump on you, and they, like, pump your face.
They scream. Yeah. I really hate those screams.
It still scares me. The ones in Wind Waker with, like, they're like...
And the little pirate...
Their, like, faces extend, and they go...
Yeah, I really hated Ganon's Castle as well. So, because it's all this desolate thing, and I never completed it when I was younger, so I didn't understand how to get over that big pool of lava.
Yeah.
So all I could do was just walk around, and, like, there's this pillar that Navi keeps, like, hovering over.
Yes, I remember.
Hey, listen! All the while, this horrible wind sound effects playing in the background. And it's just so creepy. Oh, I hated it so much. Ugh.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I thought you were a completely normal child. Well, this makes me sound really weird now.
You are weird.
Well, that's, yeah, but...
Those bits on, like, they are creepy. You know that one that you used to get, which was the clock?
Yeah.
And it told you that, like, 10 seconds were left, and it play this kind of creepy little... Yeah. You imagine, like, ragdolls.
Yeah, dancing to it.
Yeah.
They are creepy. They are
scary.
BBC
used to be really weird.
Yeah, the BBC needs to get shit together.
Yeah, like, their test card's creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit haunting. Yeah. That's all I'm saying, you know?
That's why they evacuated the television centre. It's haunted.
Yeah. We are right across from the BBC television centre.
It's full of, like, Blue Peter dog's ghosts. They do actually have the garden in there, and I think that's where they're buried.
Oh, yes, they are buried in there. Is that actually where the garden is? In the BBC old white city?
Yeah, because I've been in there. I've looked at the garden from, like, three stories up. I was like, look, it's a garden!
Oh, because I've been in the BBC white city thing, but I think, but obviously just in, like, the bit where they funnel you through, so I can't, like, get lost and cry.
We went on a secret special tour, because basically we got, not snuck in, because we got official visitor passes, but the guy showing us around was, like, one of the news producers.
Okay.
So he knew all the secret areas, and he was like, we're not meant to be in here. Go, 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 go! And so we got to see, like, the music room, which was full of, like, half-empty wine glasses, because it was just when it had shut down. So they'd got wasted.
Oh, it's quite sad. It's, like, big empty...
Yeah, all this, like, abandoned expensive equipment.
Yeah, and it's, like, where it all started, and there's all the dead dogs about.
Oh, the dead dogs.
And the ghost of Jules Holland just forever walking backwards. Through the halls. Well, that's what
he's not dead.
Yeah, he's not, but when
and
he
he's
is.
He's not buried at the BBC if he is dead, so.
Yeah, but one that's day. What he does. He just walks backwards. So, like, he'll probably just walk backwards through the halls and, like, and talk like that, like, everything.
And now we have a dead dog. And everyone's like, yeah, Jules Holland, yeah, dogs. Oh, wow, we've gone way off track.
Yeah. So, how have you been, Kate? What have you been up to this week?
I don't know, I'm sorry. I told you earlier I did a Witcher stream before you got here, and I spent most of it talking about food, as I normally do, and we got onto the subject of chip butties.
Yeah.
And that reminded me that I hadn't had a chip butty in ages.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ever there, and I've
had
big
a chip
disgusted
butty.
Look.
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah. I think it originated from me getting angry that people didn't appreciate the North enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you know that everybody in the North has a different word for a bread roll? And then I just sort of launched into this.
Yeah, because I saw that. Someone tweeted a picture and they're like, oh, what is this? And I looked at it and immediately thought it's a stotty.
Interesting. I didn't have that one. I don't know much about North. I
only know about, beyond, like, the wall where I used to live.
I only really know about, like, the Manchester areas and the Midlands. Yeah. So it's a cob in the Midlands.
Yeah, cob.
It's a balm.
Yeah.
Around, like, north of Manchester. What else?
A bap?
A balm cake. Which is just getting really weird,
balm,
isn't it?
Cake?
Yeah. That's what a bread roll is. And I'm like, well, it's not a cake, is it?
Yeah,
it's bread.
It's not any of those
I'm
things.
Okay with balm.
Yeah.
You can kind of see where they
there's
that
a balm,
came from.
Bun, balm.
Yeah. But cake is a step too far.
Yeah.
And I think there was also a tea cake.
Oh, no, a tea cake is a separate thing.
Yeah, but I think I used to have a boyfriend who called it...
What? A tea cake is like a hot cross bun.
Yeah, yeah, but he had this specific thing called, like, an oven bottom tea cake or something.
That's not like he was pulling your leg. That's definitely not a thing.
And it sounded disgusting. Like, oven bottom is not a place you want to put food.
No, it sounds like, you know, when you're doing a barbecue and, like, one sausage will sneak its way into, like...
You wouldn't eat it, would you?
Exactly.
No, apparently that's a thing they have up in Lancashire.
Lancashire?
Did I say Lancashire? Yeah, we'll go with that. How about you? Have you had a chip butty this week?
I haven't had one this week, but we used to get them at school and I really miss them.
Mm.
Yeah.
We didn't get them at school. You'd have to make them yourself.
Well, you'd get the bread.
Yeah.
And the chips. I was going to say stotty then. I realised people won't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, and the chips, and then you kind of made it yourself. Yeah. But I remember there was one girl who used to have, like, she used to have, like, four butters. You remember, she used to get those little things of butter. She used to get, like, four to every, like...
I don't put butter in.
It's like... No. It's a ketchup thing. I put butter with most things. Like, I'm a big butter supporter. But in a stotty with chips...
I once had it in a hot dog. I had butter in a hot dog. It was the worst
That's
thing.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I was, like, it was after school daycare. And they used to supply us with the most disgusting foods. Like,
oh, no.
They had this special ploughman's lunch, which was one of those kind of dinner trays.
Yeah.
With loads of crisps, which were cool. Crisps are good. Yeah. Sausage rolls and tomatoes. But the tomatoes had been freshly washed, so they just got water everywhere. So the chips were all, like, really soggy.
Ew.
Like, soggy Wotsits are the worst thing.
Oh, yeah, no. Ugh. They're not designed to be soggy.
Yeah. And they did buttered hot dogs.
That's disgusting. That's just not right.
I think even worse, they might have been margarine hot dogs.
What's the best hot dog you've ever had? Go on, think. Because I can think of mine straight away.
I don't think I've had any that stand out as, like, amazing hot dogs. They've all been kind of good, but not, like...
What about, like, have you been... You must have been to, like, Germany and stuff and got their proper
but,
stuff.
But, I can't remember any of them.
Mm. There's one in... Well, because my family are from Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, hot dogs there, but they call them pulsa. And, ooh. Oh my god, they're the best things ever. Like, when we go, my dad always, like, makes us eat, like, 10. And that you get the kind of remoulade and crispy onion bits and maybe, like, a bit of sauerkraut. And, oh, it's so good.
That sounds good. See, I've always wanted to try this hot dog thing where you... Oh, I can't remember how it's done. I think you cut it up into sort of sections... And then you stick spaghetti through the sections.
What?
Like raw spaghetti. And then you boil it.
Oh, no, yes, I've seen that. I've seen that on a... what's it fucking called? I was going to say Reddit, but I don't go on Reddit. What's the arty... Pinterest. Yes,
I knew you were going to say Pinterest. It's full of weird things.
Yeah,
like
that's pretty much like my pin boards or whatever they are just really weird.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to Germany in 3 weeks, so I'm going to eat all the hot dogs and report back to you.
You should. Get proper hot dogs and sauerkraut and schnitzel and so jealous. Really nice. Can you tell that we're hungry? We're recording this and we're going for food afterwards.
We're gonna get some hot dogs.
And we're just and all we've talked about so far is food.
Yeah, it's like a recurring theme in my life. It's almost like I eat it every day.
Yeah, it's almost like we eat food a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that's
strange.
About. Should we move on to challenges? Mm-hmm. Is it challenge o'clock? We're 10 minutes in.
Okay.
It feels like longer because we've been talking about bloody hot dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Shall I do my first?
Okay. Mine's over there.
Okay. Right.
I'll have to go and get it. I don't want to.
Here's mine. I apologise now to people. I've got a cold, so I probably sound worse than usual.
Is that part of your challenge?
Yeah, I'm just going to sneeze on you and then see how long it takes for you to get infected.
God. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So basically, I think it was... Like our first episode where I mentioned the really bad Cosmo sex tips and the one about giving your man a massage with your face, which is the least sexy thing ever. So I went on a little research mission and I went and I found some of the strangest Cosmo tips I could find.
Yeah.
And basically I've done a little quiz. So there's seven of them and you've got to pick, there's going to be three. And one of them is a real Cosmo tip that they printed and thought was worth sharing. Okay?
Oh, no.
So you have to pick out the real one. Okay. It's a bit like the Playgirl, but I'm kind of on a running issue of shitty women's magazines.
You want to teach everyone about sex.
Pretty much.
That's what we're doing here.
But in the worst possible way.
Okay.
like seriously, when you... Okay, right. And I apologise now because I know that your mum... sometimes listens to this.
My dad apparently listens to
God.
It because I had a family thing last weekend and he told the entire table, which was my grandparents and all my aunts and uncles on my dad's side, about my podcast. He's like 5 episodes behind.
Oh no.
So I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get grouchy. So I'm very sorry for when you do eventually listen to this, Mr.
Gray.
So yes, apologies. My parents, like, they tried to listen to it and they were like, I it's just you talking. I don't understand. And so, and I was like, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So they're not going to hear this. Thank God. So apologies now for this. It's going to get a little bit blue. It's getting a little bit racy over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, which one of these is the real Cosmo sex tip? Okay. Question one.
Mm-hmm.
Take his shaft between your open palms and tap it back and forth, almost like you're volleying a tennis ball.
Wow. I'm acting that out right now.
Yeah.
And
it's sexy, I've got to say. You know, it's getting me going. Take his shaft and gently swing it back and forth like you're swinging a golf club.
What?
Okay, yep. Take your shaft with the firmness of holding a squash racket and waggle it about a bit.
Okay, I've been playing sports all wrong.
Yeah. So which one do you think is the real Cosmo sex tip?
How firmly are you supposed to hold a squash racket?
I don't know. I remember from school, tennis was always like you're giving it a handshake. So
or a
like
hand
that.
Job. Apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So hand job or handshake.
Okay. I'm going to go for the first one, the waggling.
Correct!
Yay!
It is the first one.
It's because I've totally tried it.
It's because you're just there just hitting it back and
it
forth.
It works!
Like a cat with one of those springy things. Yeah. It's like, yay!
Men love it. You should hear the noises they make.
Mainly just ow and screaming.
What are you doing?
Yeah, confusion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're
loving
this.
They like it.
When they've got a look of confusion on their face, they're really turned on. Okay. Question number two.
Yeah.
Which one is the real Cosmo sex tip?
Yeah.
Tickle his feet with your eyelashes. Tickle his feet with your nipples. Tickle his feet with an ostrich feather. Which one do you think is real?
None of those things are sexy.
That's a recurring
the
theme.
Thing is kind of approaching sexiness, but in a non-sexy way, so...
That's a recurring theme I found with a lot of these sex tips. They are the least sexy things ever.
See, I'm leaning towards ostrich feather, but that's such a specific feather.
Well, you know when you have, like, you see in the, like in, like, Anne Summers and stuff, they're like, ooh, feather.
Are those real ostrich feathers?
No, they can't be. They can't be. Like, those poor ostriches, if they're being farmed and their feathers taken out just to tickle some gross man's feet.
I'd be upset. I mean, hey, my boyfriend's not gross. His feet are great.
It's lovely.
How dare you?
Would you tickle them with your eyelashes, your nipples, or an ostrich feather, though?
None of the above, but I'm going to go for C.
For ostrich feather?
Yeah.
It was nipples.
Oh, God.
Of course it was. Okay.
I want to point out, your nipples would have to be, like, quite long for the rest of the boob not to get involved.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was really confused. I was like, I don't... But what... The whole thing was basically, okay, you go into backwards cowgirl and then lean forwards. Lean forwards and just, like... Shake your nipples
so
on his...
the top of his feet.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Is that sexy?
No. That is... Could you imagine? Mm. First of all, I would just be really... And also, how long is your body and how short are his legs that you can easily lean forward and reach his feet?
Yeah.
Or he'd have to bring his knees up and then he'd knee you in the face.
That's everything I look for in a sexy time.
Yeah, it's all very confusing. So you didn't get that one right. That's
God damn it.
Yeah. Okay, right. This one's very special.
Yeah.
Okay, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Dip your breasts in edible body paint and use them to sponge paint his entire body. Dip your hands in edible body paint and use them to leave hand-shaped marks on all your favourite parts of him. Dip your face in edible body paint and smack it against his back until it looks like a lady-faced Jackson Pollock. Which one do you think is the Cosmo sex tip?
The bit I like best about this one is the idea of dipping, like you have a trough of body paint.
I imagine it like, you know when you're a kid and you do finger painting?
Yeah.
I imagine it literally like that.
Like some teachers poured it out for you.
Yeah.
And dip your breasts now.
Yeah, now everyone dip your breasts in.
Do
you think it's putting your breasts in and then like, it says... And then it was, like, sponge painting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when you'd get the sponge and you press it against, because that's the closest thing you could think of to breasts. Or was the hands and just, like, smacking the bits that you find sexy, like, yeah, your butt, that's mine. Now I'm going to eat the paint off. Or is it your face, where you just put your face in the paint and just, like, hit it against his back?
I mean, obviously...
While you're doing the massage.
They're obviously into the face massage.
Yeah, I mean, they love that.
But I think number two is too sexy for Cosmo. Because that feels like it could almost work. Like, you're like, I like this part of you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like leaving your mark.
Yeah.
So I think it's number one.
It was. It was dip your breasts in edible body paint and use them to sponge paint his entire body.
Dip your breasts into what? They come in like tubes.
I know. And it's just the thought of like, of also just kind of getting your breasts just like really unsexy, like pushing it against like, it's going to cover that bit there.
You're going to look ridiculous doing that.
And also it requires you in having fairly large breasts to sponge paint them. Otherwise it'll just be like your chest bone hitting them.
Yeah, oh, I don't like that tip.
No, okay,
I'm not
so
dipping
that one right.
Nothing in anything else, so.
Yeah, they're a lot for the edible stuff. They really like their edible stuff, as we will demonstrate now.
I'm a bit scared to find out.
Number four, feed each other ice cream on a hot day means more drips for you to lick up.
Are you naked in this bit?
I assume so.
Where are you getting ice cream from?
The fridge.
The fridge?
The fridge, you know, you're just at home.
Okay.
Or you could be outside. I don't know. I'm not. I don't write this shit.
Okay. So okay, I have to imagine them naked. Right.
Yes. Okay. So people imagine it sexy and naked.
Sexy
and
ice cream
on a hot day. You can imagine it now because it's pretty hot at the moment.
Yep. Okay. So both naked.
Yeah. And we're both naked. And oh, this couch would not be good naked. It's a kind of a plasticky leather sofa.
Yeah.
I'd be sticking all over this.
It's
thing.
Also white.
Yeah.
God only knows where the ice cream would get.
Oh, horrible.
This is getting weird.
Yeah. That's a nightmare. Okay. Feed each other the roast lamb on a Sunday. Turn Sunday lunch into sex day lunch.
You totally wrote that.
Oh, yeah. No? What are you talking about?
Sex day lunch. Sorry, Holly, we're not going to hire you to be a Cosmo writer.
Oh,
why?
No. All these things I've done are like about Playgirl and Cosmo, it is just me auditioning to be a writer for a women's magazine.
No.
Pretty much, and it's not going well. Okay. Well, number three, feed each other ice cream in the dark. Not being able to see means more spilling, which means more licking up the mess.
So number one and number three are very similar.
Yes, number one is hot day, so it drips and stuff. Number three is in the dark, so you're kind of like smushing it at each other.
Oh, they're both implying that you're kind of shit at eating ice cream.
Yeah, I'm imagining like, you know, like yogurt adverts I've found are the worst. Yogurt adverts are the most pseudo-sexual things ever. It's like women just eating yogurt like,
oh my god, yogurt. Oh yes, so tasty.
And also, do you remember that yogurt advert where literally it was a woman eats yogurt and then she gets sprayed by a fireman with a hose?
Like, what does that have to do with yogurt?
I don't know. But it was like the most kind of like, ooh, I wonder what that could symbolise, a fireman with a hose spraying stuff.
Is that a sex tip? Eat yogurt and then pretend you're a fireman.
That's number eight. So
so I'm going to go for number three.
You're right, it's number three!
Yeah!
Number three. I probably went a bit too sensible.
What a waste of ice cream.
I know. Ooh, I've accidentally brought up my revision somehow.
Oh,
one second.
No, boring.
Boring, boring. Let's get back to Cosmo sexiness. Okay, yeah, so I got really confused by the in the dark one because that, again, sounds incredibly unsexy.
Yeah.
You can't see each other. Remember, you can't see each other. I'm imagining pitch black, by the way, like full on, can't see anything. Because they're like, not being able to see means more spilling. So, like, you're just like, you know when you're in the cinema and you're eating stuff and you eat way grosser than you ever would?
You're like, arr, arr,
exactly, arr, because you know no one can really see you.
Yeah. That just sounds like...
So I'm imagining just...
hurt.
Yeah, like pitch black just smushing ice cream into your partner's face. And also another thing, you know, so these are all women and men. Where's the, I'm sure there must be women later on. But I guess men are more funny. Women are too sexy, that's the problem. So,
yeah. Too damn sexy.
Yeah. So yeah, the ice cream one, I had a little chuckle to myself just imagining pitch black just like shoving ice cream and then licking it off your face.
Because I also can't imagine what ice cream it is. Like, is it just Spoon, Ben and Cherry's Turbo?
Because that's
is
the thing.
Is it like Cornetto?
Because like, surely for the kind of wanting to lick up, you need a kind of whippy, Mr. Whippy type. But you can't get that in your own home.
No, that's why I was imagining it like in public.
Exactly, but in pitch black. Unless you both go get a Mr. Whippy, put blindfolds on, sit in a park, and just like shove ice cream at each other and lick it up.
And everyone's looking at you like, oh, this guy's so romantic.
Oh my god, that's so sexy. Okay, this one is for when you've got an annoying roommate. Okay, so the kind of context of it is you've got an annoying roommate.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rent a comedy and play it while you have sex. rent a comedy and play it while you have sex. If they hear giggling, they'll assume it's the movie.
What if they hear just like, oh yes, nothing is that funny, what the hell?
Rent a horror movie and play it while you have sex. If they hear any screams, they'll assume it's the movie.
Yeah.
Rent a sad movie and play it while you have sex. If they hear any sobbing, they'll assume it's the movie.
I hope it's that one. I'm going to go for number two. I think screams are more likely than giggles, but they're not really the right kind of scream.
Yeah, horror movie.
I don't think any of those would work. So.
No, of course they don't. It's Cosmo sex tips.
Yeah.
None of these things work.
If you've got the kind of roommate who's having, you know, noisy sexy times,
yeah.
You don't go, oh, I can hear giggling, they're having sex.
Yeah.
Definitely having sex.
It's like, that's all I do. Just, I'm just
like. So yeah, number two.
Like a kind of like woodland elf having sex. you're right, it's number two.
Yeah.
You're doing well. You're doing much better than you did in the Playgirl one. You're getting used to my wily ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was like, rent a horror movie and play it while you have sex. So, proper full on screaming and like, I'll cut you up and stuff like that. What the fuck do they think is going on?
Yeah. And like also, if someone goes, oh, fuck, you're not going to be like, scary movie. That's
and also, the fact you're having to have sex while a horror movie is on.
Mm.
That's not very, like, conducive to sexy times.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It may be. Depends what you're into. But I'm imagining, like, Saw. And like, trying to have sex when that is on. It's not
and you're just catching a glimpse of, like, someone's mutilated body and being like, oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great ambiance.
Switch the lights out. Off. Get the ice cream back out.
Where's the body paint so I can rub my face in it?
I need to dip my breasts in it.
I need to tickle your feet. We could combine all of these at once. Pitch black.
Oh, God.
Put
dip
body paint
in ice cream,
on your tits and then just shake them at your man's feet.
And then lick it off again.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That's pretty much.
While a horror film plays in the background.
Oh, God. It sounds like a fever dream. It sounds horrific. Okay. Number six.
Yeah.
Which one of these is the real Cosmo sex tip?
Yeah.
This one isn't really a sex. It's more kind of like man tip. The next two are more like man tips.
Man tips.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Give him a beer facial. The combination of the egg white and the yeast hydrates and improves skin elasticity. Ugh. But you can just tell him that your lips can't resist his delicious beer flavoured face.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Give him a ham facial. The combination of the salty and meaty ham hydrates and improves skin elasticity. But you can tell him that your lips can't resist his delicious ham-flavoured face. Give him an ice cream facial.
Oh, God.
The combination of the oils and lactose hydrates and improves skin elasticity. But you can tell him that your lips just can't resist his delicious ice cream-flavoured face.
Is the first one beer and egg?
I think it's because doesn't beer I don't know.
Oh.
Oh shit, I've given it away.
That's the one I was gonna go for.
Oh bollocks. Oh I
tempted
realized.
By three.
Because I was gonna say that no, egg white is in beer, but then I was like and then I started questioning myself and then I let it go. I let it all slide.
You did.
But yeah, beer is the right one.
You'd be bad at interrogation.
Oh yeah, it'd be so bad.
If you were in her story, it would have ended like 2 minutes in. It would have been like, so you're a twin. You would have been like, yeah, well, yeah,
yeah.
No.
Is it no? My twin told me to say no.
So you've rubbed beer and egg on someone's face. I'm guessing raw egg. And then been like, I can't resist your beery, eggy face.
Give him a facial. It's almost like men are too manly to have a normal facial from a tub. It's got to be beer. It's got to be manly
eggs
facial.
For protein.
Yes, manly facial. And then you're like, ooh, well, I just can't resist your beer flavored face. That sounds horrific.
It sounds disgusting.
I would rather.
Just old beer.
I would rather have the ham flavored face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would put ham all over my boyfriend's face.
Yeah, and just like...
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I can't
gently nibble the
ham
off.
He'd be like, I don't understand what's going on, but I guess I'm getting sort of kisses, so please carry on.
Exactly, I guess this is okay. It's
ham
like, Cosmo
face.
Told me. Okay, this is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
This, again, is more of a kind of general relationship-y man advice, okay?
Okay.
If your guy is suddenly looking relaxed and content, then you need to find out why. If your guy is suddenly going around all happy and whistling, then you need to find out why. If your guy's suddenly looking twitchy and is going around checking his phone and avoiding eye contact, then you need to find out why. You need to find out why, Kate. Why? Why is he doing these things?
Why are you so happy?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm going to go for the last one, because I think that's probably, like, he's definitely cheating on you.
No. That's wrong. That's
no
wrong.
Way!
The real one is, if your guy is suddenly going around all happy and whistling, then you need to find out why.
Oh, he's totally having sex with someone
yeah,
else.
Because you can't possibly make him happy, let's
no,
be honest.
No, he's miserable around yeah. me. That's how I know he's okay.
Exactly. When your boyfriend or your husband or your partner or whatever looks happy, something's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Something bad is happening.
Oh, yeah. He's getting it from somewhere else.
Yeah, you should question everything.
He's dipping his breasts in someone else's ice cream. Watch out for that. He's getting his feet tickled by someone else's nipples.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I know.
Men are terrible.
Yeah, and that seemed to be the running theme I could see with all these Cosmo things. It was either you're doing something wrong mm-hmm. and your man will leave you, or it was kind of like just really unsexy sex
yeah.
tips. Like the batting back and forth of the penis and the tickling of the feet with the nipples and feeling ice cream in the dark.
Can you imagine just being like, oh yeah, my sexy hot tip, run your fingernails down his eyeballs and make sure to kick him directly in the groin repeatedly.
Kick him in the shins.
You'll know
and then say,
it.
Ooh, thank you, I would like a burrito now. And he goes, my God. What a woman you are.
It's time for my quiz.
Okay.
Are you ready for my quiz?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm going to take my shoes off.
Do it.
That's part of the quiz.
Oh, it stinks!
Oh, I really hope it doesn't, but it probably does.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
I got the central line, so I am a hot mess and not in the good way.
So, earlier you mentioned Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny you should mention Reddit,
mm-hmm.
because the theme of my quiz is Reddit!
Okay.
No way. So, earlier this week, the CEO of Reddit
mm-hmm.
left Reddit because everybody was really mean.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? Fuck this.
So like she got blamed for something that she didn't really
do. Yeah, well basically she started like banning all these really shitty subreddits that, you know, don't really have a right to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was like, oh, free speech. And she was like, no, I don't have any reason
didn't she? She was meant to have fired someone, one
yeah.
of the mods, but apparently that didn't actually come from her, it came from something else, and because
yeah.
she's a CEO, I don't know. I've literally never been on Reddit before in my life. There was a really good thing, I tweeted an
yeah.
article explaining it, and I was like, oh, okay, I understand now, but I know nothing about Reddit, so I will be terrible
basically,
at this quiz.
The most vocal of Reddit, like on any comments
yeah.
section, are just
horrible
so
people.
Entitled.
Yeah.
There are some lovely people on there. And I do think
mm-hmm.
it's a nice place where you can learn lots of things,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately it also has its bad places. But that's
yeah.
not what we're talking about. We're talking about one of the good places.
Yay!
One of the boards is called Today I Learned.
Oh no.
And it's basically people going, what? No way! To really weird facts that you wouldn't think were real. And they're quite weird.
Are some of them not real?
These are not real.
Is it like Uber facts, where it's like, that's just not real?
Some of them are, you know when people title things and you're like, yeah, but it's not quite right, is it?
Yeah.
But none of those, I think, are the ones that I've picked out. So basically what you have to do is, does my tablet turn this way? It does! Oh my God, so exciting! you have to tell me which one of these are true and which ones of these are false.
Okay.
There's not that many.
Okay.
I don't know how many there are, but there's not that many.
Okay.
They all start with, Today I Learned.
Okay.
Which is T-I-L.
Okay. They abbreviate it.
Yes.
Okay.
Today I learned that Freddie Mercury once disguised Princess Diana as a dude and snuck her into a gay bar for the 80s night on record.
Ooh. True.
It is true, at least.
Is it true?
So basically, this comedian, Cleo Rokos, or Rokos, I don't know, wrote an autobiography.
Yeah.
And in her book, she said she was in the bar, and she said they walked in, and it was super obvious that it was Diana, but no one really guessed. And she said she looked like a beautiful young man.
I am literally just imagining Princess Diana with a bad moustache.
Yeah.
And then Freddie everyone's...
Mercury being like, no one can tell, darling.
And everyone's like, oh God, it's Diana again.
Yeah. Everyone can tell. She looks like a lady. It's everything. Like, yeah.
She is one of the most famous people in Britain at the moment. We all know who she is.
I really hope that one's true.
Yeah.
Because it's super cool.
It would be cool if it was true.
But it is true.
Yes, it is.
It's on Reddit. So I didn't make it up.
That means it must be true.
It's totally true. Number two. Today I learned James Cameron's Titanic was originally meant to be a love story between two CGI penguins living on the iceberg that the ship crashed into.
I would love that to be true. I would honestly love that to be true. But I don't think that's true.
It is true. No, it's not true. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're called Jack and Rose, and then he was just like, oh, I can't be bothered with all the CGI.
Yeah, CGI is just too much.
I mean, there's
hassle.
A lot of CGI in Titanic.
Yeah, but penguins.
I know, right?
What?
He was like, CGI is ready for ships, it's not ready for penguins.
That film would be 250 times better if it had penguins in it.
I don't doubt that one day someone will make one of those straight-to-video, like, crappy Disney films.
Well, it's like one of my favorite films growing up was called The Pebble and the Penguin, which was it was awesome. But I looked it up and I haven't seen it in ages because I cannot find a video or a DVD or anything anywhere of it. So it's fine. I'll carry on my story to cover you losing your thing. At least you didn't bring up your revision like I did. Not that you have revision.
How do I make it?
But yeah, and basically, so I was like, oh my God, I love this thing. And I looked it up on IMDb.
Yeah.
And apparently the director, it's one of the only films for the director who did it to disown it because he was so ashamed of it. And I was like, oh, that's really depressing. My favourite childhood films. And the director like disowned it because he thought it was terrible. But I love it. I love The Pebble and the Penguin. And
good.
So should you.
Someone should.
Yes.
Not the director, but someone.
Not the creator, but I do.
Okay, my next one. Today I learned that a British politician failed to tip a waitress the week before the election. As a result, 14 of the waiters changed their vote and voted for his opponent instead, and he lost by 12 votes.
Ooh. That sounds like... Yes, I'll say that's true.
It is true.
Yes. Awesome.
The Lib Dems won.
Oh, when was this?
I would have written that down, but but I didn't.
Okay. So
it was true. I don't have a super interesting fact about that because pretty much all the facts are in the actual story.
Yeah,
so,
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Apart from the date, but, you know, we'll let that slide.
today I learned...
Okay.
In the US, there's so many bad spellings in this, I don't know how I've managed that. That the US hid a controversial study from 1991 proving that spontaneous combustion was a result of eating too much processed ham.
Ooh, well, if that's the case, then I would have exploded by now. I'm going to say that's false.
It is false.
Yes. I was a little bit worried there for a second because I eat a fuckload of ham, so...
You would.
And I'm giving my boyfriend ham facials all the time, so his face tastes of ham.
Delicious ham face. I copied that off. There was one that said, I think it was a 1995 study, that proved that cocaine use, if it was, like, sporadic, was completely fine.
Wait, what?
Like, if you only take cocaine every now and then, just a little sniff.
Yeah.
It has no bad effects, apparently.
Well, wasn't it the thing, it was like in the 80s where everyone was like, oh, cocaine's the wonder drug, it's not addictive.
Yay, cocaine for everyone!
And, like, cocaine was in lots of medicine. You could send, wasn't there a thing where, Fortnum and Mason's, you could send, like, in World War One, I think, you could send, like, a hamper to the troops, to, like, your boy at the front, and it had, like, heroin and cocaine, and, literally...
This is how much I love you!
Yeah, I was like, to be honest, if I was in the trenches in World War One, I would want some of that.
Yeah.
A little fact for you there. An actual, today I learned.
Today I learned that the troops were all high. Oh, that's not on here. Today I learned that revolving doors were invented because of one man's paralyzing fear of opening doors for women.
Oh.
Is it true?
Oh, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Oh, awesome.
I know, right? It was a man called Theophilus Van Cannell, And he called it the Storm Door Structure, which sounds like a really cool, like, fantasy RPG.
Sounds a lot cooler than it is.
Also, a secondary fact, in 1942, several decades after the invention of the Storm Door Structure, a badly designed revolving door in Boston caused nearly 500 deaths in a nightclub fire. Bloody women! It's all their fault.
500...
Yeah.
Oh, as in they couldn't get out.
Yeah, because the revolving door was like rubbish.
I thought you meant like the revolving door killed 500 people. Like they just kept on going in, it was going round and round and like more bodies were building up and
No.
Okay.
I didn't think that's what happened.
No, I was about to say that's
put
that's,
like new hinges in it or
that's
something.
Like a possessed revolving door.
Yeah. But that one is true.
Yeah.
But what about this one? Oh, today God. I learned the set of Friends had hundreds of tiny stickers hidden all over it. And that Matthew Perry was thought to be the culprit, but this was never proved.
Ooh, that's... I think that's true.
That's false. I made that!
Oh my God, that's... Yay! Well done, that's a really good... Like, I was... You fooled me. You well and truly got me.
I kind of wanted you to believe that was true, so you'd go back and watch Friends and be like, I can't see them! I can't see the tiny stickers!
Well, you just weren't going to tell me if it was true or not, and I'd be like, God damn, just emailing Matthew Perry, like, God damn it, Matthew Perry!
You have Matthew Perry's email?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
I could believe that.
It doesn't.
Today I learned that when asked what his IQ was... Stephen Hawking said, I have no idea. People who boast about their IQ are losers.
Oh, I would love that to be true. I don't think it's true. It's false.
It is true.
It's true?
It's true!
Oh! Was that his exact wording?
Yeah.
Oh.
I came across this this page of quotes.
Okay.
Because the person on Reddit linked to it.
Yeah.
And all of his quotes were amazing. Oh. He's such a cool dude. Yeah.
See, I would have thought that he would say that but not use the word losers, but it makes it even cooler if he did use the word losers. It sounds like he'd then say, like, tunnel snakes rule, and then, like, skateboard out of there.
He has, like, I know it's not on purpose, but he has, like, the best comic timing, because you're waiting for ages for him to, like, type out his response, and then when he says it, you're, like, so taken aback that he's saying something like the word losers, you're like, oh my God, you're the best. But yeah, that's true.
Ooh.
Today I learned that French families are forbidden from taking paternity tests to keep the peace.
What?
As in, there's so much infidelity in France.
Oh,
that
it's...
taking paternity tests would just cause just a global meltdown.
Is that a thing that you can even ban, I guess? Yeah. I'm going to say that is false.
That's true.
What?
It's true.
Really?
Yeah. The French government defined fatherhood as being determined by society rather than biology.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
I know. You can, like, apply for a court-ordered paternity test in cases where it's very important.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just banned, like, outright. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, but you have to get permission. Like,
well, I guess
permission.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But the maximum penalty for a secret paternity test is 1 year in prison and a 15,000 euro fine.
What?
I mean, that's maximum.
Yeah, but it's could you imagine being in prison with all these, like, you know, like, hardened criminals? It's like, you know, oh, I was there and I robbed a bank and I murdered five people. And it was like, I got a paternity test.
I'm not even the dad.
this is just a double whammy.
So, yeah, true.
Ooh, well, there you go.
That was French. Today I learned that the musical of War of the Worlds was said by H.G. Wells to be far superior to his own book.
True.
False.
Aww.
I don't even think they were in the same time period. I didn't check.
As I said true, I was like, hang on a second.
I think the musical was probably after 80s.
Wasn't the musical
died.
Like the 80s or something? It's really fucking cheesy.
I love it. My mum used to play it in the car, and I remember the first time I was like, Mum, what are we listening to? And then the second time I'm like, la 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 la! Aliens singing! It's such a weird musical.
Yeah.
Today I learned that the South Park character Eric Cartman was based on a real boy at Trey Parker and Matt Stone School whose prank involving exploding feces, a greased up pig and 10 dead chickens reached the front page of the local paper.
True.
False.
Oh.
Eric Cartman is partly based on a school friend.
Yeah.
Which I only found out after researching this.
Yeah, I thought
he
was.
I've read it. But the prank is made up.
I was about to say, that's one hell of a prank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll notice that I didn't explain what the prank was, just the materials involved.
Oh, yes.
I'm not that creative.
That's a good point.
Today I learned that a rare condition exists in which teeth may grow in a person's ear or vagina.
What?
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 What? Is it actually teeth, or is it something like a buildup of calcium or something like that?
I can't tell you.
Oh, man. I'm going to say, I could imagine vagina. Ear is a little bit, I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Yay!
It's a bit of like a misnomer because essentially it links to this page called Vagina Dentata.
Oh, God.
Which is mostly a folklore thing.
Yeah.
But people have had teeth grow up in their vaginas.
Oh.
It's basically, you know, those cysts where they just grow hair and teeth and apparently eyes.
What?
It's like, it's basically, I think it's like stem cells and it sort of mutates. It's mostly in the ovaries because those obviously have all the baby making stuff all ready to go.
Oh.
And sometimes it can just like mess up and just start growing teeth.
What?
And sometimes some of them can get dislodged and go into your vagine.
That.
Yeah. Imagine it's tooth coming out.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wonder how it got in, to be honest. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Cosmo
yeah.
never told me to do that.
Apparently, some guy, I think he was a sports guy, had one in his like sinus or something, and he only found out when he sneezed a tooth.
Yeah. Like a complete little whole tooth.
Yeah, a tooth. I saw a picture of one of them, and it was just one filled with hair, but it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
What, in a vagina?
No, it was just on its own. It was like a cyst cut in half, and it was just full of hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
Apparently, they're really, really common in women because of the whole ovary thing.
Well, I know it's quite common to get, like, ovary and, like, cysts and things like that.
And sometimes they're full of hair and eyes.
Eyes.
I know! Really? I thought that was, like, a made-up thing, but no, apparently you can just get full-on eyes.
Oh, my God.
Which would be... Oh, I wouldn't want to know.
That's the most disgusting thing. Yeah. Why would you tell me that while I'm drinking some tea and we're about to get food?
But it's like, fine.
Have you ever seen the film Teeth about the girl who has teeth in her vajayjay?
Yeah, doesn't she use it to take revenge on loads of men?
I think so. Yeah. It was just a bit, I remember where she has sex with a guy and then it chops off his dick, obviously, then she stands up and the dick falls out and then the dog eats it. And I was like, what am I watching? It's like one of those real moments in life where you just like take a step back and think about things.
Today I learned that only one copy of a game called Chain World exists, which was designed to be passed from one person to another. The second person to ever own it still has it.
Ooh, I'm going to say yes.
That is true.
That's really cool.
It is cool, but the second person's like, nah.
That's
I know
shit.
This is the entire concept of the game, but nah, it's mine now.
Oh, what a dick.
Apparently it won the 2011 Game Design Challenge, the theme of which was Bigger Than Jesus. I don't really know how it's bigger than Jesus.
I guess because it reaches
the
world?
But only two people have ever played it.
Yeah, so. Because one dick was just like, nah, it's mine now. I thought that was going to be a really, like, old one.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 2011. I was like, oh, I've never heard of this.
It's built on Minecraft.
Oh,
I don't know what it is because, again, only two people have played it.
Because this dick has stopped passing it around.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Last one.
Okay.
Today I learned that the giant panda doesn't actually meet the definition of giant and should actually be called the especially large panda.
That's false.
That is false.
But it's very cute.
I know, right?
Especially large panda.
Can you imagine a science report being like, guys, we have to reclassify the giant panda. It's not actually that big.
When you put it next to a whale, it's really not that big,
it's
guys.
It's tiny. And that's just a regular whale. We don't call it like a giant whale, do we?
Exactly, guys.
Science.
And also, there's not a... I always found the giant panda. There's red pandas, but there's not... Is there a little panda?
So cute. Red pandas apparently aren't pandas. That was another
yes,
of the Today
foxes,
I Learned things.
Yes, they're foxes, aren't they?
Are they?
Or something like that. They're very cute.
Well,
but I went to... In China, I went to a panda sanctuary.
Oh my god!
And it was the most adorable thing. It had red pandas and then giant pandas. But the thing that's cute, they're called giant pandas. But then that also insinuates that there are other pandas that aren't so giant.
Like they discovered one panda and they were like, right, this is a regular panda.
Yeah.
And then they saw a giant panda and they were like, oh fuck!
They saw like a really fat one and was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This guy takes a biscuit. But they're really cute. They literally, they just look like people in panda costumes. Like they just sit there like people, like eating like people. And I saw a baby one got stuck in a tree and it had to be helped down. And
they're so stupid.
They're so stupid. It was one of those things where I was like looking and I was like, oh, you are adorable, but like, how?
You don't deserve to live.
Yeah. But though apparently recent research has shown that it's not so much, it's that we don't understand the way they breed and stuff like that rather than them just being really shit. Apparently. I don't know.
That sounds like an excuse.
Yes. I think Dr. Panda was behind that research.
I kind of wish that we were descended from pandas instead of monkeys and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to be descended from monkeys. They're weird.
Chimps are evil.
I want to be a panda.
Like, chimps are properly evil. Although pandas do sometimes eat their babies. But a lot of animals do.
Oh my god, no, stop it!
A lot of animals
this
do.
This is really cute when now you're talking about pandas eating each other.
Well, you know, that's just a fact of life, isn't it?
No! Okay, let's move on to questions!
Yes, I have got some questions here for us.
Lovely introduction. Snappy.
I know, right? Can tell this is number 12. Okay, so Existential Panic, that's old R. Jim.
Hello.
Asked, any use into Aztec camera? We had to Google this. Oh, yes.
I'm ready.
Yes, we're ready for this. We pre-prepared this, which we don't usually do, so you should be really honoured.
Yeah, we normally did Google this. And you have to listen to us Google.
Yeah, okay. Listen to us going.
I hope you guys can hear this. We're dancing, if you can't tell.
Yeah. Hear the hair swish.
Dancing.
Okay, so that is Aztec camera.
That was Aztec camera.
We didn't know who they were. We were like, well, I was like, what the fuck is Aztec camera? And I was like, okay, Google it. She Googled it. And I was like, oh, we know this song.
It was one of those things where, with most songs in the 80s, you listen to the verse and you're like, no, I've never heard
this. Just sounds like 80s song.
And it gets to the chorus and you're like, nah, the blah, 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 blah. The song off the adverts.
Yeah, it's a song that you hear played at weddings and then you're like, your uncle goes crazy. Like, yeah, that's the song.
Uncle.
No.
Okay, get some more questions.
Okay, Tom Bickmore asks, how many save games can a sibling delete before you beat them?
I was the sibling that deleted the save game. Yeah, so same. I don't know.
Yeah, I was pretty useless. I haven't done it. I don't think I've ever done a really bad one, like in Elder Scrolls or something like that, where they've put in 100 hours or something.
It's mostly Pokemon. Only have one.
Yes, I think maybe I've got a vague memory of my save file on an Elder Scrolls being deleted, but that I may have deleted it by accident. I'm not sure. Honey. But my brother is like ridiculously patient.
Yeah.
So he just like he wouldn't react.
Yeah. I mean, if my brother deleted a save file, I'd probably just I don't know. I don't know how to say something without it sounding like a sibling abuse.
Yeah.
I was gonna be like, oh, I'd just drown him. I'd drown him in lava. let's go with that.
Okay, cool. Okay. Edward Price asks, what are the best and worst films you've seen in the cinema so far this year and why?
Oh, this year. I was going to say Chicken Little, but I didn't see that this year.
I was like, no, that's bad. Why did Chicken Little come straight, like...
It's probably the worst film I've ever seen. I haven't seen a lot of terrible films. I saw that... Oh, no, Date Movie's the worst one I've ever seen.
I've walked out of two movies.
Really?
I'm trying to remember. One of them was, it was god awful. It was this like, it was like a cabaret ripoff.
Okay.
It had like Fergie and stuff in it, and it was fucking awful. It was really bad. It was about like this creepy director and about all the women that he fancied. I think it was called Seven? Is that, or was that a different film?
There was one called Nine, I think.
Oh, wait.
Which was it was a musical. Oh, I haven't seen
that
it.
That might have been it, actually. I might have been just plucking a random...
Seven?
Seven?
That's the one with all the murders, Holly. Yes. I mean, it might be that one.
I don't know. Wait. Yeah, it was Nine. Well done.
Okay. Yes. So it's bad.
It was fucking awful. Really bad.
Shame. I kind of wanted to watch it because musical.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love musicals. I'm into anything musical. But it was really bad. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy it. And what was the other one? I can't remember what it was, but it must have been bad.
I can't remember what film. I had one and then it went away again.
Mm.
I saw Burlesque quite recently, but that's like the second time I've watched it, so I knew it wasn't very good. It's like Christina Aguilera being like a super pretty girl.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, she's not pretty. And then she's really good at singing and they're like, oh, she's not good at singing.
Yeah.
And then like, I think she cheats on a guy or something and then he's cool with it or... No, maybe that's not right.
I was just looking at the cast for Nine. It's Daniel Day-Lewis, Marianne Cotillard, Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, Judi Dench, Sophia Loren, Kate Hudson. That's an amazing cast. And Fergie. Not Fergie. But that's a really good cast.
Fergie,
and it was a fucking awful movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's good stuff we've seen this year?
I think I mentioned it before, maybe not on this podcast, but there's a film called The Voices, which I saw on the plane on the way back from E3, and it was so good.
I saw It Follows, which is really fucking good.
I've heard it's good.
It's really good. You should watch it.
I don't want to. It's scary.
Yeah, but
I don't want to watch scary
No,
things.
Do it.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm trying to think what's the word. I don't think I've seen anything too bad this year.
I could check my Netflix stuff and be like, oh, those are terrible, but.
Oh, are we talking about recent movies? Or just ones that we've watched? Because I watched... I don't know. This wasn't this year. I think it was last year. But yeah. I watched Chef.
Oh, I didn't like that either.
I hated that. I thought it was really boring. And
it's
everyone...
like this guy being like, how does Twitter work? And you're like, shut up.
And also, the thing that really annoyed me... Okay, it was like... It's Jon Favreau.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, love Jon Favreau, but his love interests are Scarlett Johansson and Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Jon Favreau wrote and produced it or something.
And also...
Oh, he's picked them, has he?
I know, and it's always like, first of all, it's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, he may have a great personality, but the thing that annoys me is, if it was the other way around, if it was kind of a slightly more normal-looking woman, and then fucking Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp's a love interest, there is no way people would let that slide.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, like, the whole crux of the film.
It'd be like, oh, that's so unbelievable.
I was like, no one would believe that. And yet we have Jon Favreau
and
with
he's not a cool guy.
Scarlett Johansson. No!
Like, there's a really long sequence where he cleans out a taco truck, and it's really boring.
Yeah, and he's just really busy, and I have no time to talk to myself. Yeah, lots of people really liked it, and I really didn't like it.
Good parts, mostly the bits where he cooks food. Those are really good parts, and like it's well put together. But God, it's just, he's a bad person in it.
Yeah, I literally had no sympathy for him whatsoever. Yeah. I was like, I honestly don't care. Yeah. And that's the issue I had. This is another thing. Now, have you watched Girls?
I've watched a bit of it. I can't really. I don't like it.
No, neither do I. That's another thing.
Yeah,
and I feel bad saying it because I kind of. It's one of those things now where it's been held up as such a kind of like.
Yeah.
And it is great, you know. It's
real.
Produced and written.
Is the point, like they've got real bodies and real apartments.
They don't. They have real bodies. But they don't. It's not fucking real. They go to all these like ridiculous like warehouse parties, and they have like, and even though they have like one of them's working as a waitress, they still have this amazing flat, and it's like, it's not like, it's not fucking real.
I hate Two Broke Girls even more. I was talking about this the other day.
Oh, I can't bring myself.
They're like,
to watch
oh, them. We have no money, but we've got really nice hair, and our makeup's beautiful, and our apartment's really big, and we can wear really nice clothes. And it's like, just shut up.
But
that was the title of the thing.
That was the issue I had with Girls, where it's like, I literally actively don't like all of these characters.
Yeah.
Like, I know the point is that you don't have to like a character to find them compelling and stuff.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't care about them.
Yeah.
Because you can have characters that you don't really like, but you kind of want to watch them.
Oh, that's why I like Gossip Girl. I know that's entirely unbelievable, but at least you know they're rich.
Yeah.
You're not like, oh, look at their apartment. You're like, oh, God.
But it's the thing, because lots of people really love Girls. It's like, well, it's one of those things where I like have to say really quietly, I don't like Girls.
I'm glad it exists.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad people like it. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like Always Sunny in Philadelphia either. I've watched 6 seasons of it and I don't like it.
Why have you watched that much?
I don't know.
Like
it's just really easy to
tell you what, I've watched a few episodes and I really can't get into it. And you'll hate me for this.
Yeah,
Archer. I can't get into it.
That's sad.
I don't know. It just like the pacing really.
Yeah.
It's just like, and I'm just sitting there just like.
I think it might be once you get in on all the in jokes, it gets
a
bit better.
I think I just need to like really get into it. But Girls is one of the things where it's just like, and it's one of those like, it's like a secret little. I don't like Girls because I feel like people will be like, what? Yeah.
Sorry, people who like Girls. Next question.
Yes. Next question.
Went really off track.
Yeah, we didn't answer that question at all.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, I had Chef up on my phone.
Chef is terrible. It's not terrible. It's just boring.
Yeah, I really did not like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Phil Walters asks, what's your Duke Nukem sequel pitch?
I came up with one earlier because I accidentally saw this question. Right. It's an origin story of how he became a Duke.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were going to say something really different there, but carry on.
Look, I haven't played any of the Duke Nukem games, so just run with it. He's born into this family, this really rich family, and so his father's very ill. And he dies. Mm-hmm. And he's before he dies, he's like, Newcomb Jr., I want you to be the next Duke. And Newcomb Jr. is like, but Dad, what about my eldest brother? And he's like, no, he's dead to me. And then his mum's like, oh, darling, you'd make a wonderful Duke. And then he becomes Duke. And then he gets into guns and bubblegum.
Okay.
The end.
Okay. I don't know. Again, I haven't played any of these games.
Yeah.
I just know that he's like a big, misogynistic, like, muscly man.
Yeah. Kind of like Johnny Bravo.
But not funny.
Yeah.
I fucking love Johnny Bravo as a kid.
Do I. I had a calculator with him on, because my uncle used to work at Cartoon Network, so we
That's the coolest job!
I didn't get the Johnny Bravo joke. It says, okay, it has Johnny Bravo on it.
Yeah.
And it's a calculator. Uh-huh. So it says, like, what is it, 34, 28, plus 34.
Is it boobs?
Which is, like, the, you know, women's measurements that are most meant to be, like, the sexiest measurements.
Okay.
Like, 34 around the boobs, 28, I think, around the waist, and then 34 around the hips.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what that meant, because I was like 7. So I was like, what does that add up to? And I kept doing that sum on the calculator and being like, I don't
see,
get
I
it.
Automatically went to boobs and then realised it's 68 and that's not boobs.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
I don't know what mine would be. Mine would probably be like, I quite like the idea of a kind of prologue type thing.
Yeah.
I quite like that. Maybe it's him like, and he's actually really weedy as a kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, he gets bullied a bit, and then he hits the steroids and gets really muscly. And
you realise that's Captain America, right?
Yeah, but Captain America's hot. Okay.
That's fair.
Okay, I will always, forever. Again, that's a good film I saw. The Avengers 2, Age of Ultron?
Either of them. So, what? No spoilers.
They're fun. They're fun. Okay. But there's basically a bit, and there's a gif of it, which is now my favourite gif ever, and it's a bit where Captain America is, like, angrily chopping wood in, like, a really tight shirt.
Oh my
and
God.
Then he, like, chops wood, and then he gets, like, really angry and, like, rips a bit of wood apart on his hands, and I'm like, oh my God!
That's so gratuitous. I love it.
Exactly. It's like, this is the best thing ever.
It's like they know. They know what we need.
Oh, yeah. Like, they know what they're doing. And yeah. I am thankful.
Is there also, like, a lake scene where they're like, oh, frolicking in the lake?
Oh, like a Mr. Darcy type kind of coming out the pond.
Because
like,
if I was the director of the Avengers, that would be the entire 2 hours.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Avengers in sexy accidental scenes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They'd be in a lake and then they'd, I don't know, be like, what's sexy? They'd be in the dark feeding each other ice cream.
Doing laundry.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, oh no, Iron Man shrunk all of their outfits. And, oh, they've got to walk around in their pants.
Oh no.
Whoops.
Luke Summerhayes asks, what's your favourite Satoru Iwata memory, quote, game or moment of direct silliness?
I keep forgetting that he died and then remembering and getting
it's
really sad.
It's so sad. Yeah. Like, generally, like, I don't know. Yeah, that was one that, like, I mean, there's been a few kind of, I don't want to say celebrities, kind of, you know, notable people that you haven't actually met, but that you feel kind of, like, connected to. There's been a couple that got me, but I think this has been the one that I was most kind of, like, by far, like, what?
I've only had three that have affected me. One is this one.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, obviously, Robin Williams.
Yes.
Which still hasn't really sunk in.
Yeah.
The first one I ever remember was Steve Irwin.
Yes, Steve
Irwin!
Really
affected me.
Yeah, I was a huge Steve Irwin. I had, like, his book. I used to watch The Crocodile Hunter, like, every day. Like, yeah, Steve Irwin, and then was my first one that I was like, what? And then Etta James, the singer, was another one. Just because it's that really selfish thing of, like, I'm never going to get to see them or meet them. Which is the most selfish thing to think of when someone dies, but it was that kind of like, oh, I'll never get to see her sing live. It was really sad. And then, and this one, because it's pretty much just like my childhood and the reason why where I am now and games and,
I think it was also that it was, I know he's been like ill health for a while.
Yeah.
But he didn't ever, there was no indication that it was that bad.
Like, no, he's ill. And it was kind of like, I was maybe expecting something maybe in the longer run, like he'd have to step down. But I wasn't expecting it to be, like, so, like, you know.
Mm.
But, yeah, so sad.
I actually, one of the things that upset me most was that someone posted the most recent photo of him, and he looks so ill.
Aww.
And it's really sad, because in your mind, you want to remember him as how he is in the video with the puppets at E3, where he looks good, you know, he looks okay. But then there's this picture, and he's, like, his hair's thinning.
Yeah.
And he's really pale and he just looks really tired and I'm just like, no. Oh God. And that really upset me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to remember him like that, so...
No,
yeah.
That's why I quite like... There's been, you know, there's obviously, like, all the really nice kind of, like, pictures that people have done.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand the ones where it's, like, the characters crying over him. I always find that a little bit like, oh, I like the ones where they're, like, you know, it's, like, him with the characters looking
having
happy.
Hugs and stuff.
Yeah,
the best.
Exactly. And it's like, oh... But, yeah. I think... Because, obviously, Kirby was my big one growing up. I was, like, obsessed with Kirby. Mm. And although he doesn't have any... I don't think he's officially on the credits for Kirby's Dream Land. He was, like, really involved with that, I think. And, yeah, and just... It was the thing, because on the Nintendo Direct, he was almost, like... It was almost like he was the straight man. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was always a little bit... He always came across really... Because he was a coder and an actual developer before he was a CEO, you could always tell that he just had such a passion for what he was kind of making and what he was talking about and, like... He was, he was almost, like, the straight man in the kind of directs and in things like that. Like, he was kind of a bit, I don't know, but it just came across so well and so nice. Yeah. And, you know, like, Nintendo would apologise if they didn't have any game footage to show you. Like, how many, like, no other companies do that at all. Like, it's like they were kind of working for you kind of thing. Well, other companies are like, you should be grateful that we showed you this 5-second CGI clip. And like,
I really appreciated like all the stories people were telling. I didn't realise fully the extent of influence he'd had over and just some of his decisions. Like when you're looking at it as a gamer, as a consumer, and you don't really think about the story, you're going, ugh. The Wii, motion controls, lame. And then you read the story where he's like, I've really wanted to create something that mums would want to play. And I'm like, no one ever thinks about mums.
And
that's
also,
so cute.
When you think, like, the Wii pretty much saved Nintendo.
Yeah.
It made them a shitload of money that they desperately
it's
needed.
It's such a weird, like, anti-business, pro-consumer
idea
thing. Just... The idea of not making it look better, just making it more fun.
It's like the idea of kind of, like, going against, because at the time everyone was kind of like, ooh, gamer, hardcore gamer, Xbox, PlayStation, and like, you know, like, ooh, this is a graphic setting, and like not going for that kind of like advanced hardware and going for something that was inclusive and, you know, and the, I mean, there's lots of things I'll be thankful for, but like one of the main things was that, because when I was growing up, I didn't have any friends that were into games at all. Like, it was just me, and my brother was into them, and that was like all the people I knew. And the first kind of game that I was able to openly play, like, with my friends, and they were all, like, wanted to play it and were, like, just as good, so it was, like, more of a kind of fun atmosphere, was Mario Kart on the Wii.
Yeah.
That was the first... Everyone played it. Everyone had it. And it was the first time that I could play video games with my friends and stuff like that. And, you know, just hours spent playing that.
I had that exact thing. I can't remember if it was with Double Dash or with Mario Kart Wii, but with all my friends, because I went to a girls' school and we played together. And I think they called it like the beep beep game or something.
Yeah.
Because I told them where the horn button was, and obviously that's all they ever did. And it was just, it was the first time that I was like, you guys, do you want to play games? And they'd be like, the beep beep game! Which sounds really childish. We were probably like 16 or something at the time. But games.
I know. Mm. Yeah, I think it was Double Dash, the one that got everyone.
I love Double Dash so much.
It's so good.
Ugh.
But yeah. Okay, Stuart Neal says, mixing tea and coffee doesn't make toffee, but I wish it did. What's your favourite portmanteau?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
I don't really have one that just comes to mind.
No, that's not something I would pick as my favourite.
No. I mean, maybe we'll come up with one later, but off the top of my head, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I like smushing people's names together when they're in couples, if that counts.
Yeah, that's, you know...
It doesn't normally work.
No, like, I'm trying to think of you...
We would be Jate.
Jate. Jote. Yeah. Jote. Oh, Jote sounds like a kind of, like, a cyst. I've got a jote in my groin.
Yeah. And you would be... Oh.
Solly. Sally? Like, that's just a name.
I think you're Ham. You're going to be Ham.
Oh, yeah! Ham. No, I like that. Ham.
That's
that works.
Adorable.
That,
oh, look, it's
cute.
Ham. Everyone's going to be like, what are you talking about? Those two, they're Ham.
They're Ham. But then he probably does have ham left all over his face, and when I gave him a ham facial,
he's
so...
He's look like a serial killer with ham on his face.
Yeah, he'll look like Ed Gein wearing, like, a face mask. Like,
Oh no, it's just ham. It's not like my mother or anything.
It's definitely not a person.
Ew.
Okay, so Phil Waters asks, are biscuits gods? What godly power does each one possess?
Oh god, do we have to go through all the biscuits?
Let's just pick one. Pick one biscuit.
Jammy Dodger.
Jammy Dodger. I think it's going to be like Aphrodite because it's got a heart and it's red. Yeah.
The biscuit of love.
Biscuit of love.
Yeah. It reminds me of one of my favourite stories is this Greek myth that I think Plato tells in a book. That's not important. it's like the origin of love is that people used to be like spherical and they had two heads, four arms, four legs. And then they pissed off the gods, so the gods cut them in half.
Yeah.
And then basically they were like, oh no, I want to be with my other half. And then they die from pining. So I think, I want to say Apollo, like stuck them together, turned all their heads and their arms around.
Yeah.
So they were facing the other way.
Oh.
And sewed it all up. That's the belly button.
Okay.
All the stretched skin is the belly button.
Okay.
And then basically wanting to join together with your other half is... it's sex the time.
Oh.
And that's when you feel whole, when you're literally with your other half.
Oh.
And that's why love exists.
Oh, that's kind of cute and gross at the same time.
It is kind of gross.
Stuart Neal also asks, the Minions film changes the law from Despicable Me that Gru created the Minions. Which game law change annoyed you most? I'm trying to think of any game law that changed. There probably is a Zelda one, probably somewhere at some point. Not that I can think of it.
Link used to be brown-haired. Now he's not.
Used to have pink hair. That was cute.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I can't think of anything that changes the law. I think, is there a Dragon Age one? See, this is like the kind of thing where I'm playing a game and I'll notice little things. So I'll be like, oh yeah. And then, like, but it won't. It's usually not anything too big.
I don't like the flip flopping between Zelda types.
Yeah.
In the Legend of Zelda games, where half the time she's like, "I'm this really smart, serious princess," and the other half the time she's like, "I'm a stupid lady." And you're like, "Oh, I'll just pick one, or just go with neither, maybe."
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That was annoying, but that's about all I can think of. Mostly I'm confused about the Minions law. What's that about?
Oh, I think it's because in Despicable Me, it's like, it's that Gru, the main guy, created them. And then in the new movie, it's that something else created them. I don't know.
I don't even want to
know. That our Lord Saviour Jesus Christ created them.
Have we told you about the Minion erotica? Have you read the Minion erotica?
No.
It is really graphic.
Oh, no. But they don't...
It's on BuzzFeed.
But they don't have... things
they do in the erotica, and
that's my
favorite, like bananas.
That's my law change. That's the law change I don't like,
that minions have penises.
Yeah.
Blah. Blah. Don't read it, it's gross.
Well now I'm definitely going to.
Yeah, and then we can make it into a challenge.
Oh yeah, definitely. Ross, oh no, wait, Cody Bryan says Doritos or Mountain Dew. Doritos. I don't like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dew's gross.
It's Doritos just too sweet.
Yeah,
and Doritos are good. Yeah,
it's sort of green.
Yeah, it's weird. Ross McMahon, you like biscuits, you like chocolate, but do you like Ritz / dairy milk hybrid? If yes,
ew.
Why are you wrong?
What is that? I've not heard of that. I like both those things, but not together.
I'd probably like them together, not gonna lie.
Do you like Cadbury Philadelphia?
No, but that's because it's not salty.
Interesting.
Has to be salty.
Maybe we should try it next time.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Salty and sweet are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Together, they belong together.
I do like
together.
Crisp and chocolate, actually.
So crisp, exactly. Crisp and chocolate is good.
Be okay.
And I like salt and sweet popcorn together.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good one.
Oh yeah,
we'll try it next time.
Yum.
Okay. People are just talking about biscuits now at this point.
Again.
Yeah. Tom Howard says, "Do you have any tips for combating procrastination?"
No.
Sorry. Like, I'm terrible.
Yeah, at the moment, I've learned that.
Yeah. At the moment, because I'm still at uni, I'm revising for my exams, which I have in August, which, yay. But basically, I'm terrible. I'm the worst. I've kind of now started to do a thing where I reward myself with procrastination.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, I say, okay, I'll read 20 pages, and then I'll go on my phone and look through Twitter or something.
Well, I think that's meant to be one of them, is that you schedule in time.
Yeah.
So you don't do it. Yeah, you take like a 15-minute revision and 50-minute procrastination, and you know, you let yourself do it rather
because your
than
brain
stopping.
Just stops focusing after a while, yeah. And you're not actually learning that much. So you kind of like you need to take breaks.
Yeah,
I tell myself this. I won't follow my own advice, but you know,
no, I don't either. But I make a revision timetable when I'm doing revision, which hopefully I'll never have to do again. But whatever.
See, I used to do that, but I found that it would just be an excuse to spend ages on a timetable, and then.
Well, yeah, mine was color-coded.
So. Yeah. See, yeah. I haven't done that this time because, no, I've just written out. Anyway, yeah. This is boring. This is yeah. just getting to my revision tips, which is not fun.
Okay.
Harry Pamela.
Like family, right?
Pamela, like family.
Pamela.
I'm trying to remember. Which
this
one
is like
it?
This is a recurring thing.
No, this is an unintentional recurring joke. Okay. Which Pokemon would you have as a pet and why? I would have an Eevee because cute. Love the show. Thank you, Harry.
There are loads of really fluffy Pokemon that I would love to have. Like Ninetales. Mm-hmm. But Ninetales is kind of stuck up.
Yeah, she's kind of like, ooh, snooty. Yeah,
all the fluffy tails.
Yeah, I would have Squirtle because he's my favourite.
Good choice.
Yeah. And I like that he sounds like he smokes a lot. I think it's funny.
I'm Squirtle.
Yeah, it makes me laugh.
Yeah. there's one that's a bird that's like half cotton wool.
Oh yes, I think you've shown me this.
I'd have that one.
It's very cute.
So fluffy.
It's like that adorable bird bot that you tweet every now and
again. Oh, I love that.
What is it? What's
I
the
don't
bird?
Know.
It's literally just like a little ball of white fluff, and it's so really cute.
And all the poses are different. Yes. Like some of them, he's just like snuggled down. And some of them, he's really far away.
He's just like a little like ball.
And sometimes
fluff.
I make comments on it, which is literally just me pointing out what the bird is doing. I'm like, look, he's on a branch.
And the bot's just like, yeah, okay, gosh.
I love that bird
get a grip.
So much.
It's really cute.
There's a different one where it's photoshopped into space.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my god. Right, well, I found a Twitter account I need to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everything?
Unless you have some... I had some questions, but out of context, they're really weird. Basically, from my account, I was like, ask us questions, but you're not allowed to ask us questions like, where are your eyes?
Okay.
And you're not allowed to ask us about fruit... or murder,
uh-huh.
or 19th century explorers.
Okay.
And obviously we got a lot of questions about fruit and murder and 19th century explorers.
Okay.
So, existential panic, old Dar Jim says,
yeah.
Where are your eyes?
I don't know.
Mine
oh, well, we've learned that they could be an assist in my vagina.
Yeah, vagina eyes.
Yeah.
Steve Martin says, why is my space key doing this? Which you can't really see on a podcast, but his words are really spaced out.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's jammed. It's got something under there.
Eyes, probably.
Yeah, eyes. Vaginas.
Ben Borthwick says, how many fruit did you murder for those 19th century explorers you like? Wait, what? What's the question? How many fruit did we murder?
11.
Yep, well, 12, if you count the pomegranate.
Oh, yeah, shit. Shouldn't mention that.
Rob Zwetsloot says, what's the weirdest fruit you've used to murder 19th century explorers?
A kumquat.
Mine would probably be the inside of a watermelon. It was really hard because it's just so
juicy.
Yeah,
that's just water.
So juicy. Basically, I just stuffed it into their eyes. And
nice.
They died.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
So that's
normalize the vagina eyes.
Vagina eyes.
Nice.
Those 19th century explorers have got such wide-set vaginas. I don't know. I put watermelons into the eyes.
Oh, beautiful. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up and say to follow us on Twitter. I'm Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at HowNotToDraw.
And you should follow the podcast on Twitter. It's Toku_podcast.
Yeah.
And follow us on Instagram and Tumblr and Facebook, Toku Podcast. And remember to rate and review, because the more that you rate and review, the more people we can share it with, and the higher it goes up a list, and then more people see it, and then we can embrace more people into our Toku family.
I just want to point out that we got retweeted, well, not us, you know, what is it, Kermode and Mayo, is that what it is? The film podcast that's really successful. They retweeted a list that we were on, because they were also on the list, top 6 podcasts by the Evening Standard.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in that.
It's getting official now, okay?
Yeah, we're in that list along with a lot of other people who are much, much more successful.
Oh yeah, like I saw that list and I was like, okay, we stand out here.
Who the hell are these guys? They
but
must
we're the,
be good.
We're the underground ones. We're the indie scene, Kate. Come on.
Are we?
No.
Okay,
like,
I'm going to go with that. We're the indie scene.
Okay,
guys.
Cool.
Deal with it.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.